Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Journey with us as we discuss the life of a gentleman and how we can gain more respect and confidence with lessons in life, etiquette, and personal style. Each week, we will bring engaging discussions, thought-provoking interviews, and tips on upgrading your personal style. We are all a work in progress. Let's take this journey together. Let's live the life of a gentleman. Welcome to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. I'm Richard Taylor, an award-winning author, apparel industry expert, and business owner. I'd like to personally thank you for listening today and taking time to journey with us as we strive to live by the gentleman's code. Please, if you would, could you rate, review, and subscribe to the Life of a Gentleman podcast? The reason we ask that is because it helps us to get this information out to other listeners that may find the information to be useful and beneficial in their lives as well. In fact, we'd like to offer you a free gift before we get started. Please feel free to download your own personal copy in an ebook version or audiobook of The Life of a Gentleman. This is over 144 pages of information on living this gentleman's lifestyle. It's available by visiting harrisonblakeapparel.com. Go to the blog and simply download your free copy. And at this time, I'm joined in studio once again by my co-host, Charles.
Hey, Richard. How's it going today?
I'm doing great. It's definitely good to be able to connect and talk about living this gentleman's lifestyle because it's so important. When you look at the world today, you don't see many people striving to show respect for others. So this, I feel, is a benefit for everyone.
Yes, and just thinking about some of the past episodes, we talked about so many things, about grooming, about proper suit fit. But this is very important because this is something that comes within that you can't see on the outside.
Yeah, definitely. So what are we going to dig into today?
Today, we're going to talk about chivalry. Is chivalry dead, or manners? Is that dead nowadays?
It may not be dead, Charles, but I'm thinking it's on life support.
It may need some reviving and quick and urgent. Man, when we were going to do this discussion, it just transported me back when maybe about 10, 15 years ago. I was at the grocery store and I seen this couple. They had a cart of groceries and they were going to their car. Now this couple, I don't know how old they were, but it appeared they may be in their late 70s, early 80s. And what the man did, it impressed me so much.
What did he do?
Oh man, like they wasn't very well dressed. They were dressed nicely as an older couple. But he went to the door and he opened up the door on the passenger side for his wife first and waited till she got in the car, put the seatbelt on, and then he closed the door for her.
Wow, man. How'd that make you feel?
Man, that was so impressive because at that time, I was dating and I know I would open the door, but then after a while, it kind of goes away. And it showed that type of being a gentleman like that, it's something that should never die but continue on even as you get older in life.
Well, let me play devil's advocate for a minute because a lot of people may be listening to that and they're saying, boo, no, Charles. This Charles is an old soul. He's Mr. Old Fashioned. He's probably from the 1800s, you know. Still reads the newspaper.
Man, this is a subject, or this is something, like I said before, is not something from the outside, but it's something from the inside. So if we want to live, we know that the chivalry will not be dead.
Yeah, it's true. I'll take a little quote from our book, The Life of a Gentleman, where it says there, the measure of a man, the true measure of a man, is how much respect he shows others, not just himself. So that gentleman that you saw, showing that respect probably after so many years of marriage, what kind of impact do you think it had on not just you, but also maybe others that saw it, and also his wife?
Oh, his wife, she seemed to be very content with him and within their marriage. And if they had kids, I'm sure that that was instilled within them also too. So being a gentleman, it's not only have an impact upon you, but it has an impact upon people who you don't even know is watching.
Yeah, very good point. Now, here's one thing, since you talked about chivalry, we'll kind of go on down that subject for a minute there. Opening up doors. Yes. I mean, you see that in old movies, black and white films, guys opening up doors. We still have to do that today.
Oh, yes. You definitely have to do that. You have to open up a door. But it was funny. I just read an article this week when it was called Etiquette Shaming. It was talking about a person who had opened up the door for somebody. And before the person was even walking through, the person who was holding the door, he was said, "Oh, you're welcome." As if shaming them for not giving him a compliment.
Not very gentlemanly, is it?
No, it doesn't seem like a gentleman. A gentleman would not shame someone else, even though that they were rude. They keep that to themselves.
Yeah, good point. But you know what? In today's day and age, chivalry sometimes can be frowned upon. And when you're opening up the door for someone, sometimes you even can get a little pushback. People saying, "Well, I don't need you to open up that door for me." So one tip that I've come across is you can simply ask, "May I hold this door for you?" And that way it puts the ball in their court, so to speak, and they have a chance to decline for whatever reason that may be.
Yes, and you do sound polite. And like you say, you're putting that ball in their court and you're taking the focus off of you, because this is just what you do. But you're putting the focus on them and give them a chance to express their thankfulness.
Yeah, sure. And you know what? It doesn't have to just be for women. It actually can be for anyone. Say you're on a public transportation, bus, train, something like that. What can you do? Let's say there's an elderly person of any gender. What are some things you can do?
Well, if you are a able-bodied person and you have a seat on a public transportation or somewhere, maybe you're in your place of worship and you see someone standing there, maybe an elderly person, person with a kid, a person,
maybe someone pregnant with a physical disability
simply ask, "Hey, would you like my chair? Would you like my seat?" And stand up and offer that seat.
Sure. And also in the book, The Life of a Gentleman, we give a few verbal cues that you could take that kind of smooth things over. You could say, "Would you like my seat? I'm happy to stand." That means you don't mind standing, so they don't feel like they're putting you out. And if they decline for whatever reason, you could also say to them, "Please let me know if you change your mind. It's no problem at all." Imagine how that person is going to feel, even if they don't take you up on the offer, but how they're going to view you as a person.
Yes, and when you're doing this, you should smile. Because remember, we're talking about the inside. We're not only transforming our outside, but we're transforming our inside. And this is how a gentleman acts, and this is how a gentleman thinks. It's no question on whether or not you should get up. It should be second nature, and this is something that we're growing to become and helping.
That's great. You mentioned growing, because this may be a foreign territory for a lot of us.
Yes.
And let's say you have a significant other and all of a sudden now you're pulling out chairs and you're opening doors. They're going to wonder who you are and what did you do with the old you. So what do you say to somebody who just decides they're going to implement some of these things and they get a little pushback or they get that little puzzled face?
"Why are you bringing me flowers? Why are you doing this? What did you do?"
How do you answer that?
Oh, no. A gentleman does not have to answer himself. If you continue on and you keep doing it, then it will be greatly appreciated. You know, it also takes me to another example. I know when I was younger, my sister, she actually had this driving teacher. He was coming over to pick her up from the house, and he was going to teach her how to drive. And he pulled up in front, and he honked the horn. In front of the house.
Just beep, beep.
Honked the horn in front of the house. And my dad, being the gentleman that he is, love him to death, he went out and he confronted them. And he said, "How would you feel if I came to your house and I was picking up your daughter and I honked a horn from her? How would you feel like she's cattle coming out just herding her?" And the teacher, he apologized tremendously. And he said, "You know what? I shouldn't do it. I'm sorry." So these tips that we're showing, We're talking about a lifestyle. How is this is going to look to your child? How is this going to look to the people around you? How are you going to feel when you start displaying these and you get that smile, you get that nod? How does it project to other people, Richard?
It's going to make an impact. People are going to think highly of you. They're definitely going to say, you know, that guy there, he's a gentleman.
Yes.
And the point we really want to stress is that it's not old fashioned. It's not out of date.
Yes.
Manners don't go out of style.
No.
In fact, there's a quote that I'd like to share. It's by Charles Kingsley. He says, "Some say that the age of chivalry is past, that the sport of romance is dead, but the age of chivalry is never past. It's never going out of style."
No, it's not. You don't have to tell people how much of a gentleman you are. You only have to show them.
Yes. Very good point. It's something for us to think about. And definitely, we can all apply some of these tips in our life, and we can see the benefits just by talking about it in a brief discussion. But we'd love to get your feedback. We invite everybody to please email us, podcast@harrisonblakeapparel.com. Tell us your experiences, share them, and perhaps we can get you to come on the show and talk about it.
Yes, and you never know how, if you act like a gentleman, what impression you would make on other people to step up their ways and act like a gentleman too.
Yeah, great point. Let's take this journey together. Let's inspire one another. Let's strive for greatness on our journey to live this life of a gentleman. At this time, I think it would be great if we transition into our interview segment. How do you feel about that?
Let's go.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the segment that we call The Gentleman's News. And today we're very excited to bring on a special guest. This is someone that we've connected with on Instagram, and we thought it would be quite interesting to have him on the show. Introducing Chris Cabea from Gentleman First. Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad we were able to connect and get you on the show. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, definitely. As I mentioned in the outset, your company is called Gentleman First. So we were dying to get you on the show when we heard that. So can you tell everyone, what is Gentleman First?
Well, basically, 3 weeks ago, I launched an online store about men's grooming and accessories. Like you said, it's called Gentleman First. The goal is to provide young professionals products that really elevate how they look and feel. I'm proud to say that I've tested all the products that we have and everything that they're going to find on our store.
Oh, that sounds really good. So you're talking grooming products? Is this shaving, skincare, things like that?
Exactly, yes. And what I did is I've partnered with some local entrepreneurs because, hey, everyone, I'm from Montreal, Canada. And yes, we do speak French. I've partnered with some local entrepreneurs because I found out there was a lot of talent. And I'm also a partner with Baxter of California.
I haven't heard of that one. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, basically, it's a company based in California, and they have grooming products. They've been around since 1965, I believe. What I did is basically just assemble a collection of brands that really embody the name Gentleman, you understand? And I wanted to bring them under one roof, well, my e-commerce, my website. That's what I did, and I wanted to provide a new platform for young entrepreneurs, for young people like me to find a good quality products that they're not going to find in a drugstore, they're not going to find anywhere else. They're going to find it on my e-commerce, basically.
That sounds like a great concept. It's like a one-stop shopping for all the grooming needs that a gentleman could ever want. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, the idea came up because I was actually discussing with some of my friends. I mean, I've realized that they were looking for quality products, but they didn't know where to shop. You know, from then on, I mean, I realized that most of my friends, even myself, some of the products we sell, we do have underwear also. And then I realized that just to shop, let's say, for underwears, I mean, you have to go into so many different stores just to find a good quality underwear. And I find that it was a lack. And then what I did is I started my research. I was trying to come up with different ideas, different concepts. So I created this one-stop shop and where you can find all of your essentials, basically.
Oh, I'm loving that concept. That sounds really cool. So everybody's got to definitely go to this website and see what they have to offer. Yeah. Now, how long ago did you say this website was launched?
It was launched 3 weeks ago, basically. Well, a little bit more than that. It was launched on June 29th. So about 3.5 weeks now.
Hey, that's pretty good. Now, how are things going so far for you?
Well, to be honest with you, things are doing pretty well. I've been, we're not out there yet in terms of visibility, but thanks to shows like you guys that are supporting us, I mean, I'm pretty sure like in a year from now, this thing is going to grow super exponentially. So I'm pretty happy with how things are right now, but things are going to grow for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I love the positive attitude, and by looking at the website, I'm sure it's going to grow as well, and we'll definitely do our part to tell others about it and have the chance at the end of the show for you to let everybody know where to follow you on social media and the website so that they could check it out. Now, you've got a great concept going right now. Are there any plans for expansion in the future, like adding some different products? I know you mentioned undergarments and things like that, which is perfect. Any other ideas that you have?
Basically, the idea right now is just to grow organically, you understand? I mean,
yes.
We do want to make some new acquisition in terms of products, but we want the products to fit our concept, which is the gentleman idea, you know, you understand? Like, this classy brand that embodies what our value are, which is high-quality products, and we just want to partner up with some great brands that just embody our concept, our values, and just grow from there.
Great. Great to hear that. It really sounds like the smart way to do it and to grow your business. Now, just switching gears just a little bit here, what advice would you give to the gentleman or the aspiring gentleman about the benefits of grooming, and what are some grooming tips maybe that you could give or some things that are important towards grooming?
Well, the first thing is obviously to, first of all, just know yourself, understand your body, understand what fits you well. The fastest way or the best way to understand that is basically to try different things, you know? Just for me, like, I've tried so many different products. I mean, like I just told you earlier, all of the products that you can find on our website right now, I've tried them all, you know? And just by doing that, you get to experiment what fits well to your body, to your skin, and yeah, so that would be my advice for all the young gentlemen out there, everybody listening right now.
That's great advice. And another thing is, that's kind of your base. Before you even get dressed, you kind of start with the grooming, isn't that true?
Of course it is. And it's super important, and especially if you want to attract the opposite, if you want to look good and feel fresh, it's something that you definitely have to do.
Yes, exactly. Couldn't agree with you more. Now, let me ask you about some of your products that you're carrying. Are any of those products happen to be products that might be all natural?
Of course. Pretty much all the line of Billy Jealousy, which is a brand based in U.S. City, actually, they're all natural. And then they're all paraben-free. I don't know if you guys know a little bit about paraben.
No.
And all the things that it can be damageable for the skin. I mean, so most of the product that you find in the drugstore contain paraben, and this thing is so nocive for your skin. They don't talk about it that often, but something that you have to check once you buy something. Just make sure your product is paraben free and you'll be good to go.
Okay, thank you for that tip, because that is very important. I know they sneak a lot of chemicals into products. They don't really tell you what they are. There are a lot of big words that you can't pronounce, and you wonder what they are. So a lot of people do love those all-natural ingredients there. Now, here's a question that we like to ask everybody that comes on the show. What does living the life of a gentleman mean to you?
Well, living the life of a gentleman is what it means to me, basically. Just live your truth, understand? And what I mean by that is just be yourself, do something you love, be nice to people, and then you'll live a great life. That's pretty much it to me. Like, just live your truth, do something you love with your life, you'll be happy, you'll be positive, and make sure you do good to your entourage, the people around you, your family, and you'll live a great life.
Yeah, you know, the way you break it down, it's not hard, is it? It's really simple.
Super simple.
And it's a great way to live. Definitely, you get a lot more respect, and you have a lot more respect for yourself when you're doing the right thing. Could you do us a favor and let everyone know how they can reach you on social media?
To reach us on social media is super simple. So make sure you follow us on Instagram at Gentleman Fish. The way you write the gentleman is GENTLEMEN1FTCO. So Gentleman First Company, Gentleman First CO. So you can find us on Twitter and on Instagram with that name. And our website is super simple, www.gentlemanfirst.com. Same way, GENTLEMEN1ST.com.
All right. I hope everybody gets a chance to go check out this website, check out these amazing products. And we want to thank Chris for coming on today and sharing just a little bit of time with us to let us know about what he has in the works, what's in store for the future, and what it means to him to be a gentleman. Chris, it was a pleasure speaking with you today.
Thank you so much again for having me. And it's absolutely an honor to be on your show and, I hope I can invite you in Montreal one day and get to sit down and discuss.
I would love to take that invitation and make my way up to Montreal. I hear it's a beautiful, beautiful city. Could you give us a highlight or two of what we need to see when we get there?
Yes. So in Montreal, you can find pretty much anything that you ever heard of French culture. I mean, we do have something here pretty special, pretty awesome. It's called poutine, and basically what it is fries, cheese, and hot sauce. I mean, it's super delicious. You guys will love it. And we have some great French heritage. And as you can probably tell by my accent, I mean, I have a pretty strong French accent. And then, the women here are beautiful. Montreal is just a great city to live in, and I hope you guys get the chance to come here one day.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have to take you up on that. And once again, everyone, visit the website, Gentleman First. Check out these amazing products inspired by this great gentleman, Chris Cabea. And Chris, we want to thank you for coming on The Life of a Gentleman today, and hopefully we'll have you on in the future.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Here's a brief word from our sponsor. This podcast has been brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel. Visit them online for a great selection of neckties, pocket squares, and menswear accessories. Want to really step up your style? Join their monthly subscription club. For $25 per month, you'll receive one necktie plus four additional matching accessories. And now it's time for the segment we like to call The Gentleman's Look. A look into fashion, style, and accessories. This is The Gentleman's Look.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast, and we're into another segment of The Gentleman's Look. This week, once again, we are joined by Dennis, and also Ray is with us again. How are you doing, gentlemen?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm excited to be back. Fortunately, summer's almost over, so let's get to it, my friends.
I'm glad to be here too. Yeah, we got to get on that fall.
Well, guys, the summer's almost over, gentlemen. So it's time to start thinking about shopping for some fall pieces. Now, a lot of stores, they start their fall in August. I know it scares a lot of people off because it's still warm outside. And you'll go to a store and you start shopping. You're like, wait a minute. What's all this heavy stuff doing out already? And it's like 90 degrees outside. But, you know, that's just the way retail and fashion works. Now, you need some fall pieces to help maintain that cool fall look that we all love. Now, when I say fall, guys, I don't mean puffy jackets or vests. I don't want you to skip to winter.
Yeah.
So make sure that's important. Is pretty much step by step. Start off with some sweaters, blazers, and boots. you increase more items towards kind of like the end of the year. Also, wrap up on some ties and nice denim jacket. That's what we all need, a nice denim jacket. And dress it up with your ties and bow ties. I'm a fan of the fall. It's my favorite season. Simple is because it's not too cold and it's not too warm, and you're able to get away with a little bit of some of the summer look and combine them with some of the winter looks. So it falls right in between. Now, let me ask you a question, Ray. What are some of the top pieces that you recommend the gentlemen should get for season?
I have five that I think are very stylish and will be great for this fall. My number one is a turtleneck. I think a turtleneck with a blazer is probably one of the best looks for fall. My second one is a track jacket. You might think this is not that great of a look, but a track jacket can actually be worn dapper. There's ways to do it. You don't want to do it with too much, but you can do it with a tie, and it'll look really good. You already said one that I had in mind, too, about boots. You have to have a boot, at least one. Probably go with a brown or black to get you started, so you can have that. The other thing is making sure that this is one that probably people don't really think about, but corduroy pants. Corduroy pants are actually coming back in style, and the texture of the corduroy pants actually leave it so whatever you wear on top of it can be very simple. So those are some things that I thought about that would be good for this fall.
Those were some good ones, especially the corduroy pants. A lot of people forget about those and they think that it's not relevant anymore. And also the turtleneck. Always been a fan of turtlenecks myself, so I'm happy to see someone else put that on their list too. Thank you for doing that.
I had to. I love the turtleneck. I remember since young that was a thing to do in the fall and the winter, to do that turtleneck with that nice blazer. And that can be for just going out. That can be for work. That can be for many things. And you're definitely going to stand out from the rest because not a lot of people think to wear a turtleneck.
I totally agree, man. I am a fan. That's what you call a gentleman, a vintage gentleman look. Also, a turtleneck you could also wear with a denim jacket. Now, as far as your pants, you could actually go for some harder textures. It gets a little bit chilly, so you kind of play around with plaid. Like Ray said, you know, a lot of textures for the fall season when it comes to pants. Also, the boots. I'm a fan. I got one for you guys, the suede Oxfords. They're great to wear with anything, and I think they're perfect way to, like, once the fall hits, you have to have some suede Oxfords. They come in different styles, too. They come in bros, and they come in leather, and of course the suede, but I'm a suede guy when it comes to boots. So that's something that I definitely think that every gentleman should implement in their wardrobe. But what do you think, Rich, as far as, like, fall for yourself? Are you the type of person that you like to start off early in August, get your shopping together, or you wait a little bit longer, September, October, when the sales get a little bit better?
Yeah, I tend to wait just because I'm living in Michigan and we don't get much summer, so I try to hang on to every last drop of summer I can get. And then right about the middle of college football season, starts getting pretty chilly. I like to break out the fall. Love having fun with the fall because you got so many different textures and you can layer up with a sweater or a vest with a blazer on over it. I just love it. Looking forward to it, but at the same time, hard to say goodbye to this warm weather.
Definitely. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. It's hard to let go, but I think it's fun to start new, and that's what fall is. Now, some key points I want to talk about when it comes to fall is shopping for fall. Now, this is what I tell my clients. When the fall stuff comes out somewhere around August, it's not going to go on sale right away. You could give it maybe a month based on the fact that it's not selling because it's warm outside and people just are turned off by seeing a puffy vest or a, you know, denim jacket or a lot of thick layer blazers. You could also wait to September and you could catch those same items on the sale, especially on Labor Day weekend. That's when you should jump in the stores and get some of the fall stuff. What do you think about that, Ray? Where do you like to start off your fall? I know you live in Arizona, so that's kind of tricky, right?
that's very tricky. You guys are talking about hot, and I'm dealing with 100 degrees. But I, yeah, like Rich said, I have to wait. I definitely have to wait. But the good thing is, like you said, though, when that sale comes Labor Day weekend, that is a good time to go. I'm a sale clearance type of guy, so that is a good time to do it because at least you're ready. So when that time comes to be able to style those pieces, you already have them. You don't have to worry about buying them.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, what you guys were saying about shopping, kind of, quote-unquote, out of season, you do tend to get some better deals. Even if you say would start shopping now for some fall items, a lot of online stores will actually have that stuff clearanced out because it's last year's fall stuff. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but you can get it for rock-bottom prices sometimes and just get a jump on your shopping if you like to do it like that.
Yeah, I totally agree, man. I think that people focus too much on, oh, wait a minute, this store had carried this stuff last year. I mean, a lot of stores do that anyway. It doesn't mean that somebody wore it and then put it back. So, I mean, it's just the way things are, you know. Fashion, the fall stuff really starts early. You know, the benefit to that is when spring comes, a lot of the stuff out is already summer. So people get excited, oh my God, summer's coming up. It goes both ways, so definitely rack up on sweaters, man. I'm a V-neck merino guy, so I kind of like to rack up on sweaters. It goes well with my bow ties. I like the fall, and I'm excited about, you know, when new trends. That's usually the time when new trends come. I don't know if you guys know. You notice that? Every time the fall comes, bam, there's a new trend out there that's going to be hot. So let's play a little game right here. What trend do you guys think that's going to catch on this fall season? Let's start with Ray.
I would say the corduroy pants. I'm thinking for the fall, what's really going to be the color is copper.
Yeah, good one. I totally agree. I was just talking to Richard about that, and that's a great point, Ray. What about you, Rich? What's some of your go-to pieces? Oh, one. Just give me one.
I don't know if it's going to be a trend, but one thing I like to do is have fun with a nice hat. So I don't know how you guys feel about hats, but I definitely think fall and as we head into winter, it serves a great purpose. I mean, it can be stylish, but it also can keep your head warm.
Great job, Rich. Man, I forgot about the hats. The white brim fedoras, you know. Yeah, you're right about that. That's a good tip. I just want to mention, you know, I want to thank both of you guys for coming on. It's been a great show here about fall. And one last gentleman tip is you don't necessarily have to rush to stores in August. Wait till Labor Day, catch those sales, and rack up on some fall pieces. You know, the sales are going to come, but they're going to come right around football season. So you can wait, and that's when you go in. Actually, right around this time. All right, gentlemen, thank you for coming on. Until next time.
Take care, guys.
Until next time, gentlemen.
Well, gentlemen, that wraps up another episode of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. We had a great discussion at the beginning, talking about chivalry and how chivalry is not dead, and how really it's just about showing manners and consideration to others. We followed that up with a great interview with Chris Gabea from Gentleman First, who wants everyone to be the best gentleman they possibly could be and is offering a great selection of products to help us do just that. And lastly, we had on Ray and Dennis as they talked about some fall fashions and trends we can look forward to this upcoming season. Next week, we invite you back for another exciting episode of The Life of a Gentleman, where we'll have another engaging discussion and an interview that you won't want to miss. We guarantee you, you will love next week's episode. I would like to give a special thanks to my co-host Charles for joining me in studio. Also, thanks to Chris Cabea once again for coming on. So everyone go support his brand, Gentleman First. And also thanks to Ray and Dennis for giving their input as well. Next week, we look forward to having you back, and we look forward to having a lot more fun as we continue this journey in living the life of a gentleman.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties and lapel pins. Join the Harrison Blake monthly subscription club. Each month, they deliver one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for only $25. This is the easy way to build or enhance your wardrobe. To learn more and subscribe, visit HarrisonBlakeApparel.com. These messages are also brought to you by DeAndra Marie, a young, talented female host who conducts interviews, event coverage, and produces the Life of a Gentleman podcast. For inquiries on how to be featured, please visit www.itsdeandramarie.com.